This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to the Dublin Arsenal Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Giles, as always, on tonight's show, Monday, September the 15th, and joined by Feather Gooner, Eamon Donnelly, and by new debutant to the show, Gary Merton, to review and analyse Saturday afternoon's 3-0 defeat of Notts Forest at the Emirates Stadium. And remember, you can catch all the action from our Champions League opener against the league outfits side, Athletic Bilbao, in our official supporters club bar, the River Bar in Dublin City Centre, tomorrow evening. So sit back and enjoy the show. First of all, I'm joined by a newcomer to the show. I'll introduce you first, Gary. Gary Merton, how are you, pal? And welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jonathan, for having me. It's great to come on, first time. Hopefully be on again too. Get to meet the folks and see how things go.
Great to have you on board. I know I'm joined by another in-house gooner, Eamon Donnelly, as always. He's fresh from the Emirates Stadium from Saturday, still buzzing, as I can see, with the beer and Moretti. How are you, Eamon?
Evening, Jonathan. Evening, Gary. I met David O'Leary again at the game. He said, do you remember last week? He said he was doing a course in Chinese cookery to music. He said he followed it up with a course on Indian cookery to music. Yeah. He said, I had a Joe Frazee done after three songs there at the end of the day. And the first song was Black Lace, Saga Lou, Shake Pineapples, Shake the Tree. That was the first one. The second one was Boy George, Karma Chameleon. And the third one was Abba, Take a Chance on Me, which is a great curry because if you change your mind. Anyway, look, we're all good. Dave is in good fettle. He's cooking away there. Just stick it in the pot and get on with it. So, good. Now, we had a great day Saturday and really good performance, but we can talk about that. You're very welcome, Gary. You just talk away to Gary there. I think I have it.
Yes.
The president of Ireland was here somewhere.
he's gone into hiding since the president.
Come on, Michael D. Good evening, Gary, and welcome to the Gunnar podcast. Yeah, we're all good. Yeah. I used to have a little Michael D somewhere. Yeah, I'll dig him up before the show's over.
Anyway. I'm sure Michael D will make an appearance before his presidential race is over. Plenty of time. But before we kick into the podcast and do our match review of Notts Forest, and we'll be talking about the Arsenal women's team at the end of the show as well, who had a great win as well on Friday evening against West Ham United women's side. Since Gary's on the show, Gary, in terms of our new signings, just want to ask you in particular of Martin Zubimendi, Nani Madueke, Christian Mosquera and Victor Gyökeres and Efereshi Eze. How pleased are you with those new signings, and do you think they've gelled into the squad pretty well?
Jonathan, you can't fault them signings whatsoever. Yeah. You know, everyone will try. You've seen the likes of Jamie Carragher, Gary Neville, you know, Paul Scholes last week, you know, obviously saying Gyökeres, he's running in jeans. I tell you what, he can run in jeans every game as long as he can score a goal. You know, if he bangs in 20 goals a season, and you've seen it at the weekend yourselves, you know, a simple goal, he wouldn't have got an easier one, you know. Yeah. If he gets 20, 25 of them a season, I'm happy enough. He can do what he wants the rest of the game. He's not a pretty footballer. He's not going to do all the trickery and you know, and be that big player, but If he's in the box, if he gets in goals, the goal he got so his first goal against United.
Yeah.
It wasn't a pretty goal, but they're the kind of goals that we have been missing for years and years. That one kind of striker who's just gonna do it. He's gonna do the job. He's not gonna mess about. You put the ball in the net, and that's it. Job done. So
It's
him particularly.
the way Gary as well, sorry, it's the way he tracks defenders out of position, isn't it? He's not
Oh,
just in the
100%.
box. He moves out to the wing, or he's just what he has to get the ball, which is something different that we've had from previous strikers, isn't it? He's a real workhorse aside from scoring goals, isn't he?
He would nearly put your mind in a modern day Giroud.
Yeah.
He has had that play of being able to drag the player out. He's big enough. He's not a million mile an hour. He's not a really fast player, but he's always there.
Yeah.
And if he's always there, then that's all we can ask for, isn't it? And if he gets Eze on one side and he gets Madueke on the other side, if it's not Madueke and the Saka, they're going to give him the goals. They're not going to make it any harder for him. The only thing I would maybe hope for a wee bit more something coming from midfield. Odegaard's been off it. I do really like Odegaard. I can't fault him. There's just something not there. And I don't know whether it's a mental block, from his injury. It's just not he, it's, he's just not ticking for him.
Yeah.
But once it ticks, it's an all-around smashing team. I don't think we can get better than that.
There was 5,000 petitions out for the signing of Nani Madueke by absolute fools, if you could call them Arsenal fans. But how impressed have you been with Nani Madueke, Gary? Are you pleasantly surprised at how quickly he started to impress, Arsenal fans so far?
You know what, Jonathan? I think at the time of his signing, when the talk came about, I think it was another head and hands moment, because are we seriously going to buy another player from Chelsea? Not another one. But at the same time, we bought Havertz from Chelsea, who, again, he's done his job, but Madueke in particular, he's only 23. He is absolute lightning. He like
Just
you
on that,
know.
Gary. I think that whole buying players off Chelsea, what soured the pitch there was David Luiz and Willian. We have to win those two boys. I actually think Havertz is a much better player than Gyökeres. I think Gyökeres, what I'm hoping happens is exactly what happened on Saturday, that it becomes a bit of a flat track bully and he scores 25 goals against teams that we should have been pulling away last season and we end up getting draws. That'll do for me. I think Havertz will play in the top games. Well, I think Havertz is a sensational player. And Madueke was unbelievable on Saturday. I was at the game. Now, Forest were a bit naive, I think, in that every time we play with Bukayo Saka, he's doubled up on. They didn't double up on him. We spotted it early, and we got the ball out to him quickly. And our midfield, Zubimendi gets us moving much, much quicker than what we had there previously. Because he's one touch to control. One touch to scan and then he moves the ball on. He's really good. Sorry for cutting the grass area.
No, you're okay,
Sorry for Madueke, before we go into the match review, Gary, what other new signings that you've seen so far has really impressed you? I think Martin Zubimendi has really hit the ground running as well, hasn't he? As we saw on Saturday in particular.
100%. Yes, Zubimendi. As Eamon says, it doesn't take him a lot to do. As he said, it's one touch. He sees what's happening. He gets a ball forward. He's another one. His goal, his first goal at the weekend in particular. That volley straight in. It did take a bit of reflection. If it didn't take a reflection, there was no way the keeper was saving that anyway. So. If he's hanging about there, and I know he's a defensive midfielder and he's there to do the sweep up work, but If he's hanging around that box and he gets five or six of them every season, him and himself, they're what I like about the new signings are there's a lot of goals. There's a lot of goals can come from them players. The likes of Mosquera. No one specifically myself didn't know a lot about Mosquera. People have maybe seen him in the Spanish league. To be fair, I don't watch a lot of Spanish football, so I don't notice a lot of them. But Mascara has come in, and what's that? He has started two games, two. Well, came in against Liverpool pretty much the full game, and then at the weekend there, and he's been playing like a player that's been there for at least 2 years. He knows the club, he knows how to play, and he's another one. He's got that height. If you get the balls into him in the box, he's going to grab a few himself, I think, and he's quite he's not a big, well-built, sturdy defender, but he's solid. He's still got it, in the sense where no one's going to just bruise past him, either. And I think the prefer he can he's not at that Saliba level yet, but he's not far off it. So I think. Out of all of them so far, I think he's maybe maybe not the highlight, but he's definitely the one that's impressed. The likes of Eze, Zubimendi, Gyökeres and Madueke, we all knew, automatically knew them players have it in them. What's there. Mosquera, maybe not so much, but he certainly has it there.
Yeah, it's been a great start for the new signings. They've really gelled in quite quickly, and with the injuries that we have at the moment, the new signings have really filled their boots quite well. Yeah, and long may continue as the season progresses. Thanks for your comments there, Gertie, and them. So into our match review, and as we all know now, it's 3-0 to Arsenal. Martin Zubimendi got two, and Victor Gyökeres got one as well for the 3-0 victory. It was David Raya made his 100th appearance for the club, so welcome to the 100 club for the Arsenal, David Raya. Martin Odegaard went out for the suspected shoulder injury. A quite heavy challenge by Morgan Gibbs-White, I think it was, and he went off, of course, against Liverpool. And now this one, really hoping that it's not too serious. He did look in a bit of a discomfort and taken off quite quickly, so that showed kind of the seriousness of the injury. The team lineup was very quickly. It was Raya, Calafiori, Mosquera, Gabriel, Timber, Odegaard, Marino, Madueke, Eze, Gyökeres, and Zubimendi. And our subs that came on were Ndombele, Lewis Skelly, Declan Rice, Gabriel Martinelli, and Leandro Trossard. By far, man of the match. Might as well get it out of the way with early. Martin Zubimendi, hands down. In terms of really the action, Moreno had a close range chance shot that was saved by Matsells in 6 minutes. That was a quite early chance. But Forrest done well up to about the half hour mark when the goal went in. And it was all true due to Madueke's solo run down the wing that skinned the Forrest fullback and led to the corner. And it ended up the challenge by Morello that made the corner for himself. He could be that was an injury to himself to cause them, but Madueke's corner was headed out by Chris Wood, and the volley from Martin Zubimendi in the edge of the box, just the way he let it drop and hit it for a time. I think we all know it took a slight deflection off Morella, but as you said, Gertie, Matsells was never going to save it, and going to come to aim it in a minute. You had the best view of that as well. As the second goal was a beautiful one as well, and long ball over the top where as a got on the end of the new Forest defender there, the Italian lad. He let the ball go over his head instead of kind of cleared it, and he learned from that. But it was the second minute, I think, into the second half. He laid it on the plate to Gyökeres, who buried it, and that kind of killed the game. 2-0, and Forest were, Postecoglou even looked up to the sky. He knew it was kind of a many would we score. More than just Forrest getting back into it. Forrest had really their only chance was when Ndoye's cross came off the chest of Chris Wood, and that hit the went up off our own crossbar. But when you look back on the replays, Ray got a nice fingertip to it, and it was a really good save, and his agility, David Ray, is just really sensational how he gets to these, at the last minute. Gyökeres hit a smash, hit it one off the crossbar, It was a great 1-2 with himself and Madueke. I'm very unlucky not to score that chance. He's some power and strike, so Giacchetti and our third goal. Leandro Trossard was just on, and that deft cross over to the back post for Tubimendi. He looks small, but he's some leap on him. He got up above Nico Williams and just looped it up over Sells. And it was really a cracking result. And the team, as Eamon says before we come on, we have a serious team here. And I don't want to come to Eamon. You have the best seat in the house, Eamon. Your analysis from Saturday, Eamon.
I'm normally about 20 rows back. I was only 5 rows back. So
Oh,
I was very,
nice.
very near, very,
Lovely.
very near the pitch.
Yeah.
So I decided that you don't get as panoramic a view, but it certainly got a good view on Madueke for sure.
Yeah.
I said after the 5-0 against Leeds, we weren't good that day. We just weren't, you know? And I know that sounds ridiculous. We weren't good against Leeds. We were disjointed. I told you I hate the force.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have 80 to 120 milligrams, whew, of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
3 games of the season, get the international break out of the way. Your players are beginning to blend in. We've 8 new lads in the squad, you know. But on Saturday, we were serious. We were serious, you know. I'll cover this very quickly. First of all, maybe Ange put a stamp on the team, but it was obvious that they needed to double up on Madueke. They didn't, right? We spotted that and we got the ball out to him very early. Now, in fairness to Postecoglou, he likes to create overloads for his own team. So it's not in his nature to come and sit and try and create overloads defensively, right? But Madueke was absolutely torturing them down that side. You could see every time we got. Now, you see, it's not about new signings and good play. It's about how the whole team functions as a unit. So, Mosquera, the best thing about his display, apart from his calmness and all that, his forward passing early. So if you have a defender that's on the ball, not taking 8, 9 touches, taking 2 and 3 touches, and then a forward pass between the lines, it changes everything. It turns the game around. Zubimendi, we haven't had a Zubimendi in that team. He gets the ball on the half turn. How many times have you heard me say it? Gets the ball on the half turn. If you get the ball on the half turn, the game turns around. So it's not just about the impact of new sign. Our movement on Saturday was incredible. Marino was absolutely incredible, right? The way he moved, they were creating triangles, but they were never in the same position on the triangle. All the players were up. It was incredible to watch. They just emptied Nottingham Forest. They emptied space completely by moving around, Eze drifting in, Eze drifting out. As soon as Forest played that high line, if you look at where Calafiori picks up that ball, right? He sees Palace coming out or Forest coming out. He sees them coming out. So he delays. He could have just done a nice, easy pass. He had 2 or 3 pass options on. He saw Forest coming out almost as if they rehearsed this. Eze gets right on the shoulder. The ball that Calafiori puts into him is an absolute golf shot. It's a Rory McIlroy job, right? And Eze was, kept control of the ball. But our movement was terrific. I'm going to put a petition in to send Martin Odegaard to judo classes. Jesus Christ, how does he not break his fall there? He goes up in the air. He's miles and miles of time to come down, and he lands straight on the shoulder that's injured. He's got to get his elbow out. I don't know
Yeah.
what he was doing.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great tackle, by the way, but it just referee waved play on. Good
Yeah.
luck, you know. But I kind of disagree with Gary. So I think Odegaard was beginning to heat up over the last couple of weeks, and it's unfortunate. But I tell you what, Ethan Manieri ran that game when he came on. He ran it. Ethan Manieri ran the game. right? You mightn't have picked that up from the TV pictures, but he dropped into pockets of space. And the thing about it is, and I'll finish on this because I don't want to be spending too long on it. But when he played on the right-hand side last year, which wasn't his position, he was doing us a favour, an emergency job. The angle where he receives the ball, he is the type of guy who has a low centre of gravity and he can go left or right on the turn. You can't do that when you're stuck out in the wing. But you could see him on Saturday receiving the ball in central positions and the defence couldn't read him. They didn't know which way he was going to turn. And it's a beautiful way to pass on him. He was absolutely terrific when you're early. So it was a good day, good atmosphere. Forest are huge, by the way. They're absolutely
They're a
enormous.
big team, aren't they?
They're enormous, you
Yeah.
know. And look, great win, great performance. Next game, you know.
How good, Eamon, from your view, was the Martin Zubimendi for volley?
Didn't see it. Oh no! Well, I say that it was. He was shaping up to hit it, and the next thing, the net was shaking.
Yeah, that's how quick.
That's how quick it was.
It
Yeah,
was.
I think you texted me on the day, Jonathan, if I
Yeah,
remember
I
rightly, and that
did,
how good. And I just said ridiculous.
yeah.
Didn't see
Yeah,
it.
it was literally one word.
I nearly have the goalkeeper's view of that because I'm 5 rows back behind the goal, and he hits it, and I'm thinking you expect these things either to end up in Finsbury Park, or they get shanked into the ground and get blocked. Didn't see it. Because it comes through a crowd of players next thing they're not shaking, you know? Yeah.
Briefly, Eamon, Nani Madueke, he absolutely skinned Forrest's fullback all
Yeah.
game, didn't he? How
Yeah.
impressive was he to watch in the flesh?
He was electric.
Yeah.
He's a different type of player than B. Like, B is world class, but I'll tell you what, bringing in Madueke as a replacement. Like when we lost B for 3 months last year, we were all kind of gone. You know, this fella, he just loves to run at defenders. You know,
He's an
and
old
he,
school winger. Yeah, he's fearless,
but
isn't he?
he, no, he's not because old school wingers usually had very little game smarts. He's
Yeah.
game smarts as well. You know.
Who would you compare him to, Eamon, in terms of
Hey.
the wingers we've had, aside from you on the Emirates pitch at the time of the 60s, I told you, after a skin full of drink the night before.
It's hard to, you see, when you say an old school winger, old school wingers nearly always played on the side of the predominant foot.
Yeah, true,
You know,
yeah,
so it's
they're
very, very
both
hard
good leads
to
now, aren't they? Yeah,
yeah, it's
100%.
very hard to compare them in that regard, you
Yeah,
know. But
it's an exciting time. That 5,000 petition thing makes it look so ridiculous now, doesn't it? The way he gets fans up off the seats now, and you know, it shows
the
how ridiculous
5,000 petition,
the fans that wanted him
but I
now
keep telling
want.
you, I ignore social media noise. It's bad for you, you know.
Yeah. He's right too. Eamon got out of our tread as well. So yeah, his health has actually improved since then. To yourself, Gertie, 3-0 against Forest, three cracking goals. What was your analysis of the game, Gertie?
Personally, Jonathan, I think as a whole squad, front to back, Raya didn't have an awful lot to do, but what he did do, you know, the likes of that reflection of Chris Wood, you
Yeah.
know, from what I can recall, that's probably the only thing he had to do all game.
Yeah.
You know, from front to back, there is not one single player in that team that we could have faulted. You know, the likes of the Liverpool game, you know. As Eamon says, or he doesn't listen to the social media noise, and unfortunately, that's a big thing at the moment. You know, the likes of Twitter and stuff. You know, people go absolutely mad with Mikel Arteta. Oh, he's putting Mourinho in. He's done this. He's done that. You know, that's never going to work. Arteta got it absolutely spot on. The tactics on Saturday, they're. The movement of every player in the pitch, you know, getting the ball forward, it just worked. Everything, I would say, from tactically, that was probably the best game we have played so far this season. I know we're only four games in, you know, but the things can only get better from there. That's I think. Now we'll have a run of games. We do have another international break coming up in the next wee while. But that's, in a way, I don't mind the international breaks, Jonathan, because it gives you that sort of reset time.
Yeah.
Right, we can ch switch things up here, take a breather, try again. It's good that way, as long as we don't get more bloody injuries. We always seem to get them. Thankfully, we were lucky with the last one there. But yes, no, Saturday's game, there's not one person that you could fault on that pitch. Everyone done their job, and they've done their job to perfection.
You what players?
Gary, can I just it's very interesting when you say Raya didn't have a whole lot to do, and from the traditional standpoint of a goalkeeper, the way we always looked at the game, you're right. But he was one of the players with the most touches in the first half because he's out 40 yards from his goal. He works really hard. It's not just about shots. He's a sweeper keeper. The amount of work he does getting fellas organized into the right spaces, getting themselves, getting on the ball, moving it on. He's a really, really hard working goalkeeper. And then when push came to shove, as Jonathan said, the one chance that they did get, his agility to get the and I knew we got skin on that because you could nearly hear
Yeah,
it. I was right behind it,
there's an incredible fingertip save. It might have even been going in. But Fossey Coughlin on the side just made that look, and
Imagine if Martin Odegaard made that save. He'd
then
actually break two legs and two arms,
you'd have the seven up arms on him,
I mean, he's got the longest arms in football, and they keep falling on them, Ever seen the wind up?
Aside from the scare of Gary having a superb game at the back, and he's filled in for Saliba, as he said, kind of effortlessly, and he's got to be looking at his age profile. He's going to be there for a long time to come at the centre back. Who else impressed you on Saturday against Forest, Gary?
I would say probably the likes of Zubimendi. We've seen in the first few games what he can do. We as I said before, we had an idea, of what we were getting. Eze, the same. Eze came from Crystal Palace. I think, to maybe a lot of Arsenal fans, he was the big signing, that everyone maybe wanted. Madueke, I think he has been the most impressive. To me, when he played at Chelsea, he didn't play like that. He maybe played a wee bit held back, where he was just electric and he was just constant. And he just, he didn't get a goal, but he tore that right hand side, to bits. If he continues that, there's not many left backs in the league that are going to cope with him, and that's for sure. So I would say Madueke, maybe, and this is probably me, just being a wee bit too judgmental. The only thing I would say with Madueke, he could, and I don't know if any you've maybe heard Martin Keown, saying he's maybe a bit too selfish. I wouldn't go as far as saying he was selfish. I would say he could maybe let go of the ball a wee bit quicker. You
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
you know, he does seem to run up to the line an awful lot. Which, if a striking player's out of position and it's opening up space, then perfect, that works. But on Saturday, it didn't really work. Where I think if he let go of it just that wee fraction quicker, that can open up a lot of opportunities, but it was only a second game, it's second start, or so. It's early days for him. He's only 23. It's going to learn from him. Saka had to do the same, there's no better person there on that right hand side for him to learn from than Bakayo, but yes, Madueke, I would say he's been the most impressive so far, especially after Saturday.
Cast your mind back to a home game against Everton in December last year, coming up to Christmas. And we were all bemoaning the fact that there was too much diagonal stuff going into the box and Everton found it too easy to defend against. The problem was, and although I played most of my football career in midfield, like everybody else, when you're slowing down, I ended up playing at the back. And the problem is, if you're being attacked from the byline constantly, at some point, the dam is going to burst. You know, it's harder to defend against. And we've been crying out for Gabby to get down on the left-hand side to get to the byline. And when Martinelli does get to the byline, it causes havoc, you know. So I think I get what Martin is saying. Martin is one of my all-time heroes, by the way. I get what Martin is saying. And Martin is one of these ex-pros who he just won't have anything bad about the Arsenal. He just won't have it, you know. He's totally biased in our favour. But I think that somewhere in between what Martin was saying and what I'm saying is somewhere where it is. I think there's a good ability in this team to mix it up, you know.
We definitely have to adapt this season, which we didn't have for the last couple of seasons, you know, when injury.
Mind you, when the Kings had Jonathan, and this is typical of Arsenal fans, there was nearly a meltdown because Declan Rice wasn't starting. I mean, for Jesus' sake, after buying a squad for the next 3 years, don't expect the transfer windows to be like this for a long time.
Raymond, what you said last week, this has been an investment, hasn't it? You won't
this
see
is another a 3 year investment.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I do agree with you there, yeah. Can I get your man of the match from Saturday, Eamon?
I know you'd be tempted to go for Zubimendi because Madueke to me was just electric on the day, and he got a standing ovation going off, and the Santi Cazorla chant has now been transferred over.
I love it. Yeah, he's going to be a big fan's favourite, Zubimendi and Madueke, 100%. Your man of the match from Saturday, Gertie?
Jonathan, I'm the same. Has to be Madueke. When you get a standing ovation like that, you know, as Eamon says, at the end of the game, or when he got subbed off, you know, it says a lot in itself, you know.
It's pretty special, yeah. And that results. Leaves a second behind Liverpool. We've got Liverpool on top with 12 points, and Arsenal, of course, second with 9 points. So we're starting the season off quite nicely. Our next fixture, of course, will be with Eamon for this one. Manchester City on Sunday at 4:30, Sky Sports Premier League, and you can catch the action in the River Bar in Dublin City Centre if you can't be like ourselves. Moving on, for the last bit of our show, to the Arsenal women's team. It was match day 2 on Friday night against West Ham United away. Daphne Van Domselaar, our goalkeeper, scored an OJ. Unfortunately, just misjudged the ball and it came back off and went in. But we ended up winning 5-1 in the end. Manum, Blackstenius, Pjord, and Alessio Rizzo with 2. And we've really started the season on a high. It's 9 goals in our first 2. WSL fixtures this campaign, which followed on from the opening day 4-1 victory against London City Lionesses. Our next fixture against Man United, who are top of the table, away this Sunday, the 24th of September at 10-3, live on BBC One. To yourself, Gertie, do you watch much of the women's game, and how pleasantly surprised are you at how quickly, you know, how good Arsenal women have become over these last few seasons?
You know, Jonathan, I don't watch much women's football at all, you know. But I've nothing against it, obviously. It's just timings, different things, you know, focusing, whatever. But I think maybe in women's football the last few years itself, you know, you wouldn't have heard an awful lot. You would have heard things, you know, wee things, whatever, people talking, but I think the way it's came along in itself in the last few years is massive. You know, I think just even the turnover, you know, it's the same. Social media, you know, I know a lot of people don't agree with it, but it is a very big thing for the likes of that, you know. You know, if you don't watch it, you can sort of follow it along, you know, that kind of way. You know, so, but, you know, it's women's football in itself, you know, and especially it's the Arsenal ladies team. It seems to be looking very bright for going forward.
Yeah, Renee Steggart, what a job she's done since taking over from doing a title last season. Eamon, 5-1 on Friday night against West Ham away. Two cracking results to start the season, Eamon, isn't it?
I travelled to London on Friday evening and we got delayed. So I
Yeah.
was trying to check the women's. I was getting notifications, trying to watch bowls as well on my phone, you
It's tough
know,
life.
and trying to cope with Ryanair all at the same time, like you know. But as I said on the show last week, it seems to me that that team, who out of the blue won a Champions League against the head and not be expected, they have their sights set on the title this year.
It's going to be a close one thing. The league, you know, it's going to be between, you know, United, Arsenal, City, and Chelsea in the Women's League. That's a very strong league this season.
Two or three years ago, we were starting to hemorrhage players, and now we're getting them in. And as I said, getting Olivia Smith in was a statement in my view, you know.
£1 million signing, yes. And to have our home games at the Emirates as well, that shows where the women's game has come, you know, to move into. And they're to full capacity each home game as well. And it's a different atmosphere, as Eamon said, as well, the women's game. You know, there isn't the kind of pressure there is, you know, it's a kind of a family affair, isn't it? You know, but it's a
A
certainty
different day.
deposit.
It's a different day out, you know.
There's no Hampden Hells Angels being signed at
It's
all.
meltdown free.
Yeah, that's about it to describe it. Is there anything, Eamon, with a couple of minutes left? Anything you'd like to say about the Dublin Arsenal Supporters Club for Gary?
No, just that, you know, we're encouraging people to come into the River Bar for as many available games as possible. It's a good social and community hub. I am finished my presidency in November. I might start dropping into the River Bar. Right, he may well come in. You never know.
Will you be around for your birthday, more importantly,
Whistle the whirling wind. That's me poetry. No, we're going well. We're packing the place for most games. It's a good experience coming to watch the Arsenal in the River Park, you know.
And I do say, I think I was saying to Jonathan there, you know, before we came on, like I have seen the older videos and stuff on the Facebook, and it does look to be a lively crowd, you know, a good decent crack about it. So fair play.
And you're more than welcome to come along, Gary. But
I was actually, Jonathan, I was actually in Dublin last Friday night. Or last Friday, we stayed down in Johnstown Estate, just in the forbidden world, you know, where our enemies live in London, you know. We went into Dublin there on Saturday for, of course, if you're in Dublin, apparently you have to go to the zoo every time you're there, fucking three times a year. But the missus, she's obsessed with going to the zoo. Everywhere we go, we have to go to the zoo. But if there was a game on, and we could have very easily have ended up in the bar there, you know, to watch the game. But it's just unfortunate the way it landed. There
Well,
was
look,
no football.
we'll time it properly and get you down for a good night out
Oh,
somewhere.
100%. Yes, absolutely. Well, we would be down 2 or 3 times a year, you know, for you know, to go to the zoo and what.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have 80 to 120 milligrams, of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.